for CNN 10 on this January 20th, 2022. My name is Carl Azus. It's good to see you, and we hope you're doing well. A new and bleak record has been set concerning drug overdoses in America. This month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control released estimates on drug overdoses recorded between June of 2020 and June of 2021. During that year-long period, the health agency believes that more than 101,000 Americans died of a drug overdose. If our reporting on this sounds familiar, it wasn't that long ago we covered the previous record for U.S. overdose deaths. That had been set between the spring of 2020 and the spring of 2021, and that was the first year-long period when the number of estimated deaths exceeded 100,000. So the record we're reporting on today accounts for almost 1,000 more deaths than the last one, and they amounted to a 21% increase over the year before. Most of these fatalities came from synthetic or man-made painkillers like fentanyl. It's an extremely potent opioid that's many times stronger than other painkillers. Fentanyl was intended to be used for cancer patients or injured people in severe pain, but it's also been blended illegally with other drugs and sold to people who abuse them, and its strength can cause an unintended overdose. The U.S. government says illegal fentanyl has been seized in every state, but it's not the only drug problem the country has. Illegal cocaine and methamphetamine accounted for about 30% of the overdoses in the CDC's latest report, and the deaths caused from those drugs had increased as well. So why is all this happening? Drug abuse was a problem in America long before the COVID pandemic hit, but health officials say the pandemic likely made things worse as an increase in deaths occurred during the lockdowns in the spring of 2020. Up next, tensions involving airlines, wireless carriers, and the U.S. government. Here's what's going on. Fifth-generation wireless technology, better known as 5G, is being rolled out nationwide. It promises faster internet connection speeds for smartphones and other computers. The Federal Aviation Administration has been concerned that 5G antennas near some U.S. airports could potentially interfere with certain planes' altimeters, which show how high they are off the ground. Airline carriers in the U.S. and beyond are also worried about this. Wireless companies have said their technology is safe and that it's been deployed in other countries without problems. But the president of Emirates Airlines says U.S. antennas have twice the power of those in other countries and that they're positioned in a way that could affect flight control systems. Several international carriers have changed or canceled flight plans to some U.S. airports. The FAA says 62% of U.S. commercial airliners have been cleared for low-visibility landings near 5G antennas.
500. Major airlines call it the latest issue affecting your safety in the sky. They say new high-speed 5G cell service could cause errors in crucial information that pilots need to land. In a new letter to the Biden administration, 10 airlines, including Delta, American, and United, insist that could lead to as many as 1,000 flights diverted, delayed, or canceled each day, a situation they call economic calamity. Airlines say 5G signals can disrupt radar altimeters, instruments that bounce a radio beam at the ground to give a hyper-accurate reading of height. Pilots like Captain Dennis Tager of the Allied Pilots Association call the system essential when they need it most, in poor weather when it's hard to see the runway.
This one instrument, if it gets bad data, sends it to a collection of other systems, flight controls, auto throttles, windshield protection, stick shaker. I could go on and on. There's 17 items. Each of those, if they get bad information in, they're going to do bad things.
In this simulator of a regional airliner, I saw what happened when a radar altimeter fails. Automatic warnings could stop, and flight displays give confusing, mismatched readings.
You just go around and,
right,
and that would
and figure it out. Right.
Cause a big bottleneck.
Verizon and AT&T have now agreed to delay their rollout near certain airports. AT&T, which owns CNN's parent company, says airlines and the FAA have not utilized the 2 years they've had to responsibly plan for this deployment. Verizon says officials figured out how to make 5G safe and fully operational in more than 40 other countries. Even still, United Airlines fears interference would impact operations at some of its busiest destinations, Houston, Newark, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Chicago.
It is critical, especially to make sure that the airplane doesn't crash with the ground.
Professor Eduardo Rojas is researching 5G interference with radar altimeters at Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University in Florida.
It's one of the most critical systems in the aircraft and helicopters. especially because it helps to land.
10-second trivia. Fullerenes or bucky tubes are forms of what? Exhaust pipes, carbon molecules, aluminum, or drainage basins? Named for American architect R. Buckminster Fuller, these are the names of carbon molecules. Can carbon capture technology significantly reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the air and improve the global environment? There are more than 24 plants around the world that pull CO2 out of the atmosphere and bury it underground, but a study and a report last year found they don't make a meaningful impact in reducing the world's CO2 emissions and that the technology isn't worth the money spent on it. Still, supporters of carbon capture say it's one step toward reducing carbon dioxide.
Iceland prides itself on its use of renewables. The government says that about 85% of its total energy supply comes from a mix of hydropower and geothermal sources. That's the highest proportion of renewable power for any nation in the world. But it's also using this renewable energy to capture and store CO2. Carbon capture and storage, or CCS, is one of the many technologies the IPCC says could help reduce global warming and avert climate catastrophe. And to do that, these giant fans are sucking CO2 directly from the surrounding air, just like a giant vacuum cleaner.
The method that Carbfix has developed is to mineralize CO2, so essentially to turn CO2 into stone. And for that, we need a certain type of rock, volcanic rock, such as basalt.
This geothermal power station is where Snæbjörnsdóttir is working on the mineralization process, and these igloos are where it happens. The pipes here channel CO2 mixed with water underground to a depth of around 800 meters or more than 2,600 feet.
These rocks are very permeable, so they are kind of like a sponge. We have a lot of pores and fractures for the CO2 charged fluid to flow through. It has been estimated that, you know, over 100 kilos of CO2 can be stored in each cubic meter.
The CO2 comes from two sources. One is the geothermal plant itself.
Geothermal is, of course, green energy, but it still emits some CO2. This plant emits about 3% of what a fossil fuel burning plant of similar size would emit.
The second source of CO2 is the atmosphere, and this is where the fans come in. The Orca plant, named after the Icelandic word for energy, is run by a Swiss company called Climeworks. They say it's the world's largest direct air capture facility. It captures around 4,000 tons of CO2 per year, but the global energy demand for 2021 alone is predicted to emit 33 billion tons. Also, this method of carbon capture and storage is incredibly energy intensive, especially at the capture site. And some critics argue that the process will delay industries from making the switch away from fossil fuels. Looking beyond Iceland, Carbfix has created a worldwide database to show where other basalt formations could be used to store CO2. And it's also creating a plan for a fleet of specially designed ships to transport it.
Is it a beauty mask or is it lunch meat? That is the question for today's 10 out of 10 segment. Oscar Mayer is famous for bologna packages that look like this. But look closer, because this here container holds a slice of skincare. The meat company says this is for your face, not your sandwich. It's a hydrogel mask being sold online that's intended to improve your skin, and it's advertised as beauty inspired by bologna. If your poor skin is feeling a bit deprived, why not step up to a counter where lunch and care collide? You've arrived, let's face it, when you can take some meat and place it on your noggin while you're hogging the meal on which they base it. It's like food and poker to come together in a plan, which makes an about-face to place a skincare plan into a sandwich. Can you beat it? You can't eat it for meat. It's just a phony, but those hungry to feed their face will say it's no baloney. Never thought I'd rap about lunch meat. That is almost a wrap for today's show. Want to give a shout out to Fairhope High School in Fairhope, Alabama. Thank you for watching. I'm Carl Azus.